With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Gogebic Range Health Foundation went more than a year and a half without an executive director. With a new one in place, the grant-giving organization is shifting its focus slightly to home in on health gaps in the community. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The Gogebic Range Health Foundation granted nearly $1 million over 5 years in Iron and Gogebic counties. Much of the funding went towards trail building, with the idea that improving the built environment creates healthy communities. Executive Director Cassie Hutari says that will still be a priority moving forward, but they also want to make sure they're addressing other health gaps. Since she started as executive director this summer, she's been meeting with local nonprofits and community health individuals about where those gaps are and how the foundation can help.
You hear a little bit of a different thing from everybody, but there was a lot regarding youth engagement and mental health initiatives. We're just kind of seeing the ramifications that COVID had on our community.
The Health Foundation will be focused on four main issues when grant applications open next year. Those are youth engagement and mental health, economic empowerment, which will include implementing the Bridges Out of Poverty system, community health food systems and trying to bring more fresh food into the region, and Connect Communities, which Hutari says is somewhat vague but includes things like the Project Connect trail building initiative, as well as efforts to improve transportation and make communities more accessible.
We're very excited. We're really in that transformational stage of our organization, and I'm really excited about it.
The Health Foundation recently received a grant for more than $48,000 from the Michigan Health Endowment Fund to support that transformation. Applications for the grants from the Gogebic Range Health Foundation will open in early 2025. Hutari encourages programs that fit within their focus area and that are new and trying to get off the ground to apply. Depending on how well fundraising goes between now and the end of the year, the Health Foundation hopes to give out between $30,000 and $40,000 in grants in early 2025. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The 9-day gun deer season starts tomorrow in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a nationally recognized state for white-tailed deer hunting, with a reputation for producing some of the largest bucks in the world. Tens of thousands of hunters are expected to harvest deer all across the state. This is one of the latest start dates for the season because of it being a leap year. The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters to wear blaze orange or pink, double-check your registration, and be safe. Wisconsin DNR Warden Austin Babich.
Biggest thing, firearm safety is TAPK, right? Treat every firearm as if it were loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction and away from people. Know what's beyond your intended target. And keep your finger outside the trigger guard until you're ready to shoot.
There were three incidents during last year's gun deer season where a hunter shot themselves or someone else. None were deadly. You can hear more from Babbage on his role as a warden during the deer hunt on Monday's All Things Outdoors. There are baiting and feeding bans in place for most of the WXPR listening area. Price and Iron counties are two of 11 counties in the state that do not have bans. Hunters are looking to rebound after a tepid 2023 season that saw a total harvest of about 174,000 deer, down about 17% from 2022. The decline was steepest in northern Wisconsin, where officials say a harsh winter may have depleted deer populations. A hunting camp with a heating system that hasn't been used in a while may create a risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. Wisconsin Public Service is reminding deer hunters to thoroughly inspect the heating system in their cabins. Take a look at vents, flues, and chimneys to make sure they are clear and remove any animal nests. You should also make sure any fuel-burning appliances are in good working order and never use a portable electric generator inside. Symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning include a sudden flu-like illness, dizziness, headaches or sleepiness, nausea and vomiting, and unconsciousness can also occur. If you suspect someone has carbon monoxide poisoning, move them into fresh air as quickly as possible and call 911. WPS recommends having a carbon monoxide detector. A local artist has a goal of making 551 Christmas cards to send to people living in local nursing homes. This is the fourth year Cheryl Willis has done this, though this is the most she's tried to make at once. Willis has been making the cards at the Old School Arts and Learning Center in Rhinelander since last Saturday. More than 20 people have come out to help her make the cards.
I'm very, very grateful and lucky that I have so many good friends in this community and people I haven't met that feel so inclined to come and help.
People can still come out and help make cards today and tomorrow. Sunday, she'll also need help stuffing and sealing envelopes. The Old School Arts and Learning Center is located inside Riverview Hall on Boyce Drive in Rhinelander. We're sharing how Willis got started with this tradition as part of WXPR's We Live Up Here. Tune in December 6th for that story or subscribe to the We Live Up Here podcast to make sure you don't miss it. An extremely high bond has been set for a Marshfield man accused of killing a woman and dumping her body in Price County. Mike Leishner reports.
Devin Castro Gutierrez is being held on a $10 million cash bond, accused of killing 28-year-old Blanca Jacina Hernandez Porticario during a domestic incident in Marshfield. Investigators believe the 38-year-old killed her on November 3rd, then dumped her body north of Prentice, some 70 miles away. He was arrested 10 days later and formally charged on Thursday. No further court action was immediately scheduled, and Gutierrez has yet to enter a plea for the charge. If found guilty at trial, he faces life in prison.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Wisconsin's Attorney General spent some time talking with students about school safety. AG Josh Call was in Wausau and provided details on what students told him mattered most.
One thing that came up is that they're very appreciative about some of the building construction that's been happening, including having a buzz-in system and the updated entry that helps students feel more secure. They also talked about their engagement in clubs and how that helps promote a sense of belonging.
Call said hearing from students is an important tool for lawmakers. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.